One moment, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having a little bit of fun here. Or I am, actually. Trying to get this... there we go. Okay. Here comes the talking points. Finally. I got it. I did it. I got it. Yes. Here they are. Good evening and welcome to Firefox News Online. And as you just heard, it is time for talking points. Oh boy. New York City's got a problem. They've got a problem with these mandates of theirs. Thousands of teachers in New York City marched from the Brooklyn Bridge right on through downtown Manhattan, and believe me, they were furious, and rightly so, I might add, because it would seem that if you're going to force people to take a vaccine that they don't trust and take away their right to decide what is best in their medical history and for their medical treatment and all that good stuff, basically telling people, we're the government. And we know what's best for you. Now, you see, that's where the government is basically turning into a dictatorship. But let's go back to New York City and dictator de Blasio, who mandated that the schools, teachers, and so forth have to get vaccinated, or else, basically an or else. Under dictator Biden and dictator de Blasio, those who live in New York City under de Blasio, the rest of us throughout the country under dictator Biden are being told we do not have the right to decide for ourselves what is in our best interest for our health care. The government will dictate it to us, and we as good little sheep, as good little citizens, no, not citizens, subjects of this dictatorship will do exactly as we are told, or else. You know, everybody probably listening to me right now is sitting there scratching their heads going, George, this is a democracy. We don't have a dictator. We don't have a king or anything like that. How can you say such a thing? Well, guess what? Yeah. When a person tells businesses that they have to inform their employees, especially if they have 100 employees or more, to get vaccinated or be fired, that's a dictatorship. When you have a mayor telling public school teachers and other employees of the public school system to get vaccinated or else, that's a dictatorship. I'm sorry. You don't get to decide what is in your best interest for your health care needs. We're the government, and we will decide what is best for you. And it's just not going to get any better until we, the people, stand up and do what is necessary in 2022 and ultimately in 2024 as well. And that's going to mean the GOP forcing the Board of Elections to make sure that they are not the only ones leaving a vote count, that everyone leaves at the same time and returns at the same time. No stragglers, nobody left to do what they want, like what happened in Georgia last year. And by the way, I still have that video on Rumble. For anyone that wants to see it, I suggest you go to rumble.com/theFFNOIBN and search through the videos. Now, earlier today, around 12:30, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram all went right down the crapper. Yes, right down the crapper. And folks, I'm not kidding. They went down the shitter. And about 5 p.m. Eastern Time, I stretched out for my power nap, which I usually take a little bit sooner, but I was kind of tied up with other things. But I stretched out around 5:30, and Facebook at that point had not come back up. When I came out about 2 hours later, give or take an hour, there it was, back online. They were back up and running. So immediately, and I recommend everyone do this, change your passwords. Seriously, change your passwords. Because there's too many different stories being told, it seems. In one instance, apparently information is being sold on the black market of the dark web. That would include, and not limited to, of course, usernames and passwords and other information that you don't want getting out. So much for Facebook's vaunted security measures. Yeah, Facebook sucks, okay? They literally suck monkey balls. Oh, boy, I'm getting tired of this shit. Having to change my password is bad enough, but having to sit here and wonder what the fuck happened is, well, just a pain in the ass. So what do we have here? A social media giant that loves to censor people. Hey, Facebook, take this as a fucking hint, you dumbass cocksuckers. Stop censoring conservatives. You may actually learn that this could be a retaliation against you for it. Who knows? And quite frankly, I thought it was hilarious how your service went down. Not just Facebook, but WhatsApp and Instagram. I still say WhatsApp and Instagram need to be broken up from your control, and your censorship of conservatives needs to be dealt with as well. But it serves you right, Facebook. Now, for all of you millions of users of Facebook out there, sadly, I am still one of them. I can't convince anybody to go to MeWe or Gab or anything like that, because obviously my family and some of my other friends, they're brainwashed and hooked on Facebook. I'm sorry, but Facebook sucks big time. So to my family and other friends that are not on the other platforms yet, you people need to grow a brain cell and actually realize that Facebook is going to be the ruination of you yet. Trust me, I know. Anyway, that'll do it for this Talking Points. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend this all over the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story. Let's see now. Let's see.
Big as life, and still twice as ugly.
Well, maybe not twice as ugly, but for those of you watching on the video platforms,
hey, I'm here.
Now, one thing I need to do is plug in my headphones so I can hear my friends.
Yeah.
They'll be calling in. Let's see now. Let's see now. We go to the phone lines and at 347 and 945 and 5747. And starting with, of course, opening the mics up. And by the way, before I say hello to the guys on the lines, I want to start with those watching on the video platforms, because I usually end up either forgetting them or I'm late saying hello to them. Cherokee Rose is out there with us on the watching them by way of twitch.tv. Joint Effort and Cringe 66 also tuned in. All right. Now, of course, on phone lines with me, none other than Gunslinger from the Lone Star State, and down in the Bayou territory, the crazy Cajun himself, Mike, is hanging out with us as well on phone lines. So, gentlemen, how you doing? Starting with Gunslinger, how you doing down there, brother? Hopefully a little drier than we are up here in the Northeast.
Well, it ain't good here. It's just stayed in the mid-80s and then the 60s, so it ain't too bad. Yeah, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
pleasurable right now. Better than hundreds.
I didn't even look at the temperature outside during the day. All I saw was the rain, and of course, with my knees being arthritic, they were not happy either. So they just kind of said, "Fuck you, George," in their own polite way. Yeah. Mike, how's everything down there in the Cajun country?
Other than the fact that our whole parish, there's a water went under a boil, you know, because there was a pipe that broke or something on a canal or whatever. We're fine. And by the way, there's a little town called White Castle that's about 20 to 30 minutes away from us. I mean, I could literally walk to White Castle if I wanted to. That's how close it is. That because of Ida, they're going to now declare it a disaster area. So here comes FEMA, which normally I'd be for, but seeing how FEMA is a part of the government and doesn't have particularly the best record of getting things done as of late.
No, they don't.
What do you think I'm going to say, right?
Well, let me put this to you, Mike, okay? FEMA, if they had people running it that knew what the fuck they were doing, it'd be nice. But FEMA has a bunch of fly-by-night fuckheads that couldn't give a shit less. As long as they're drawing a paycheck, who gives a fuck? You know? That's their attitude. So if you got a bunch of fly-by-night fuckheads, they're like, hey, I'm getting paid. The fuck do I care? That's the mentality that these FEMA fuckheads have anymore. It's not like it used to be 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, you would say that, George, but then again, think about the whole FEMA trailer debacle that happened. Because remember those FEMA trailers?
Oh, I know.
They put people in them. Yep, and they got sick and all that stuff. Yep.
I remember because I'll tell you what, those poor souls, I'm telling you right now, and some of those trailers went to people that didn't even need them. Some of those trailers actually went to people that were not affected in one bit, but they still got the trailers. And then those trailers, I don't know if FEMA ever took them back or not. I don't know if they ever took them back or not.
And frankly, George, at one point there was a piece of land, a rather large piece of land that was behind my little neighborhood that FEMA wanted to come and put a bunch of these trailers in, and basically the town and the parish that I live in said, not only no, but hell no.
Do you blame them?
No, I don't blame them.
Think about it, man. Think about it, you know? And by the way, Cherokee Rose said hello to you gentlemen. So
yeah,
be sure to
Rosie.
Show some love to the young lady. Now, when I brought up my talking points, okay, I want to get to that next right now. In my talking points, I kind of alluded to something about America being a democracy, and nobody caught that, because what if I've been saying on this broadcast for a long time now that America is not a democracy, it was founded as a republic. Yeah, that's it, Cherokee Rose. We are a republic. But everybody keeps calling, everybody in the media, everybody all over the place keeps calling it a democracy. Time to read your history books, boys and girls. Time to read your history books. I mean, I don't know what they're teaching these kids today. It sure ain't the right history. If they're teaching kids today that America was founded as a democracy, look in the Declaration of Independence. You will not find democracy mentioned. Or in the Constitution of the United States of America. It is not said there either. It is not said in the Bill of Rights. But yet, everybody says, well, in this democracy, in our American democracy, what a fucking riot.
Ouch. Well, you know why they want to lean toward the democracy end, don't you? Very, very simple. What does republic mean? It means rule of law. That means if they went by the rule of law, a lot of these people in Washington, D.C. would be hanging by the nearest tall tree. Remember, it's based on law. And what is the law for treason? It's called the rope. That's why they shy away from being a republic. Because democracy, they get away with this shit. In a republic, they couldn't. If the law was actually blocked.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Bear with me, everybody. I'm trying to... No, this ain't funny. I'm trying to get my handheld microphone untangled from a power supply that runs a laptop. And it's like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Somehow it got tangled up. Because I need to be
able
to...
as you're doing that, you're kind of sounding like an old man. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I...
Come on, man.
Dude,
come on, man.
I'm not old, but, you know. Let's face it.
Yeah.
When you're...
I didn't say you were sounding like Joe Biden.
Dealing with arthritis in both your knees. And the weather outside is damp as dawn. Holy hell. Well... Do the math. Okay. Back to the studio mic. This is what happens when you do live broadcasting.
Well, we know one thing. Joe Biden never has to worry about that because he never does anything live.
Well, no, he does things live. He just doesn't know how to answer any questions because his handlers won't let him. You know that, Mike? Come on now. How long have you been coming here?
Come on, man.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, look, he made that famous. He made that little saying famous. Because every time he does that, you know he wants to change the subject. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, he can change the subject all he wants. But you see, the problem is, the only thing that's going to happen eventually is he's going to end up getting his ass tied up in knots. And hopefully, come 24, he's gone. There's still a lot of heavy chatter about Trump running in 24. And, you know, honestly, I hope he does. I hope he does, too. I hope he runs. Okay, I need to... something here. Now, let me go here. We have a caller from the 908 area code. 908, are you there?
Diet!
Yeah, goodbye, dickhead. Wow, what a moron. By the way, 908 area code. Since I've had problems in the past, I have a contact at the Federal Bureau of Investigations in the Cyber Crimes Unit. Your number is being turned over to them for investigation. Have a nice night. Hope you enjoy prison food. Now, someone calling themselves Fruit Loop 2341 says, Mr. Sinzer, what would you believe would happen if Trump did run in 24? Well, let me put you this little tidbit of knowledge. The Democrats are running scared right now. Thanks in whole to Joe Biden. The dude is not wrapped too tight. He's not all fucking there, okay? And the Democrats don't have anybody that can run against Trump. Plus, with all the audits that are going on now across the country in the wake of 2020, and a lot of shit's been uncovered about that over a period of time, they know that they are not, they know they can't cheat. They could try it, but they know they can't, because all the Republicans have to do is insist that everyone be ushered out by security and security secure the count rooms. No one gets in until the next day. And the Republican watchers cannot be kept out of it. If anyone forces them to stay outside the building or at a distance where they can't see anything, then all those votes get invalidated right there on the spot. That's the way it should be. So right now, the way things are looking, the Democrats know damn well you're sitting on a powder keg.
And I know we're probably going to get around to this, George, but they're acting like it because they're even chasing their own people who are voting against these measures into bathrooms. Look at what they did to what's her name from Arizona, the senator from Arizona. They chased her into a bathroom. Yep. That's how desperate they're getting.
They are desperate. And the more desperate they become, the more likely they're going to end up sitting on their ass on the outside looking in. So there's going to be a lot of trouble for these Democrats in the coming elections. There's going to be a lot of trouble for them come the elections. And the way I figure it is this. They can kiss my Royal American Red Rosy Cherokee Indian ass if they think they're going to beat anybody. And by the way, if anyone on Twitch knows, I sure do love Sketchy Todd. Be sure to ban him and report him like I'm going to do to the Cyber Crimes Division, because they can get his actual name and address from the company and take him for hate crimes, just like I'm taking him down right now. Very nicely done. Okay. Fruit Loop is gone too. Boy, I'm telling you, got a bunch of people that don't know any better. Just goes to show, they don't know any better. So let's see where to begin. I think it would be a good idea we start with this is strange. experienced that before. Don't mind me, everybody. Just goes to show that today is one of those days. Every single person that I block and ban is going, they're being reported to the cyber crimes unit of the FBI, just so you're aware. So that at the end of the night, you're all going to be looking for a place to hide. Hey, 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 who's drinking over there?
I have my crunching water bottle.
And George, it won't be in their mommy's basement either.
Ain't that the truth? All the people that have committed hate crimes in the chat will be turned over to cyber crimes for criminal investigation. And if they think that I'm kidding, I'm not. I built up a nice friendship with a bunch of FBI agents. Some of them are still with the Bureau. A couple of them left for retirement. But they're still there. And they turn everything I give them over to cyber crimes. Like that. Usernames. Phone numbers. They find out who they are and bury them. Oh, people are really that stupid tonight. I guess they don't understand perfect English, do they, guys?
Nah. I mean, look, when you got a nom de plume of Fruit Loop, you kind of expect that from that person, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're just going to take all these people that could be potential troublemakers and send them packing. The way I see it is this. They ain't going to like me because I ratted them out to the feds, but I don't care. Anyway, let's see what we got here for tonight, shall we? Oh, yeah. Let's start with those protests down in New York City. Yeah, hundreds protesting the vaccine mandate for New York City teachers. Now, people, I'm going to tell you something. If you love living in a dictatorship, move to China. If you love living in a republic, stay here and fight for it. Fight for what's right. Hundreds of demonstrators have taken to the streets of New York City to protest the new vaccine mandate for teachers. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all New York City teachers and staff went into effect on Monday. If teachers and staff decided against receiving the vaccine, they would be faced with unpaid leave as of Monday. Reports have indicated at least 97% of the city's teachers union members have already received the vaccine. Dictator of the city of New York, Bill de Blasio, said as of now, 95% of all full-time Department of Education employees, an amazing effort, and I want everyone to know, since the mandate was announced for our schools, August 23rd, over 43,000 doses given to employees of our public schools. Last week, multiple teachers and school faculty sued for an emergency injunction against the mandate, but it was denied by the Supreme Court. Protesters argued they should have a choice with what to do with their own bodies. A large protest on Monday temporarily shut down Manhattan-bound lanes of the Brooklyn Bridge. The bridge has since reopened. And we lost Gunslinger.
Oh, wow. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. He's just switching his computers. So hopefully he heard the whole story. And we'll be able to give him give him a chance to respond. So these teachers that did not choose to get vaccinated are basically being told, hey, you know what? You don't get the jab. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to go on unpaid leave. Really?
No.
So, what do you think, man?
Well, I mean, look, some of these teachers, from what I understand, the average starting salary for a teacher in New York City and New York State is up there, right? The average starting salary. So if they're going to be threatening them with that and unpaid leave, that's a big chunk of money, right? And I can see where some of these people might make the choice to get the jab. But there are going to be a lot of them that will say, I don't believe in it. I'm not going to do it. And it's going to cost them the job, or at least for the time being, it'll cost them their job. So, I mean, I can see where, and they're getting tired of it up there. I mean, this is another thing that's all these mandates, particularly in these Democratic places, they're gonna. This is another thing that's gonna turn the Democrat, turn people off to the Democrats. It really is, and it could be. I mean, going to the election, it's gonna happen in New York City. If I'm Curtis Sliwa, I run on getting rid of these mandates and watch yourself get elected. That's what I would do if I'm Curtis Sliwa. George?
Yep, I agree. Okay, 786 area code, go.
Yeah, I can't see. What does it
786,
say?
786, you're gone. Goodbye. Yeah, I've heard that voice before. Sorry, not happening. Thanks for calling, but don't call again.
Not going to happen, Captain.
Not on my watch. Already got a bunch of knuckleheads making with the stupid shit. And I do believe Gunslinger is back. Yes, he is. 786 area code. Not taking. Hold on a second, Gun. Not taking your call. Goodbye. So, since we, were you able to hear the whole story before you had to switch over?
I don't know. I just want to say it. There's hardly any audio in the Mixler chat room as I'm switching over. When I first popped back in, there was hardly any audio. I thought it was me.
Hold on a second, Gunslinger. 76 area code. I thought I just made it clear. I wasn't taking your call. Why the persistence? Yeah, you're done, asshole. Don't call again. I'm turning your number, by the way, over to the FBI for cyber crimes investigation. Have a nice fucking night, you dickhead. Oh, and by the way, I hope you like prison food. Don't forget soap on a rope. You'll need it. Fucking morons. Unbelievable. Don't waste my fucking time. Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe Monday, but I'm a nasty motherfucker. Okay, 786 area code. Your number is being sent to the FBI's Cyber Crimes Unit for criminal prosecution and/or investigation. I'm disconnecting you from the line. Do not call again. Because the next time you call, they will investigate you. Have a nice life. I'm not joking either, people. So Mike and I were just talking about what's happening in New York City. I'm sure you heard about the protests that took place that went from the Brooklyn Bridge all the way into Manhattan.
Yeah, I was reading something about that earlier. Yeah. Wow. More power to them. I mean, you know, people are getting fed up with this bullshit. You know, more and more, they're just tightening the rope, you know, and pretty soon it's going to spring. It's going to spring on them. Go ahead.
Yeah, the irony of this is that, you know, de Blasio thinks that this is a good idea, a great idea. Mandate everybody gets a vaccine or gets put out of work and doesn't get and can't draw their and cannot draw any kind of money like unemployment and shit. Okay, 786, I sent your, I just emailed your phone number to the cyber crimes unit of the FBI. I hope you enjoy prison food. Stupid motherfuckers, aren't they? Last time I'm going to tell you. By the way, the FBI, I'm not joking when I say this. I'm dead serious. I turned your number over to the feds. They're going to check your ass out tooth and nail. So I suggest you leave my line alone as of right fucking now. And by the way, folks, because of the problems we are that we're having with assholes and fuck ups, tonight I will not be taking any more phone calls. So anybody calling in will just be sitting and listening. Especially 786-246-5871, who's going to go to prison for cyber crimes. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they turn around and they, you know, de Blasio puts this mandate out basically saying that you're not, since you're going to not get vaccinated, we're not going to, we don't have to pay you and you can sit home. When did the government get the, when did we tell the government, please, Mr. Government, you're more than welcome to, you know, tell us whether we're allowed to, what we're allowed to do with our bodies and all that. Feel free to tell us, Mr. and Mrs. Government, you're God is, you're the gods, and we have to obey the gods. Our bodies are yours to do with as you please. If you don't want us, if you want us to get the jab, we'll get the jab. And if it kills us, our families will not be upset by it because you willed it upon us, or some damn thing like that. I mean, come on, it's fucking ridiculous. The government has no right to dictate what we do with our health and well-being. It's just that simple. Oh, maybe it's just, maybe it's my imagination, but I could have sworn we lived in a republic, that this republic, you know, seriously, come on. I don't know. Maybe it's just, maybe I'm just behind the times or something. Anyway,
now, George, earlier today, if you were behind the common floor, me ain't gunslinger, so, you know.
I don't know if you heard me a while ago, but you, I don't think you have any audio in the Mixler chat room.
I fixed the problem. I did hear you, and I fixed it. I don't know how the fader on the application got turned back down again, but it did. It's a pain in the ass. Every time I turn around, I gotta fix this, fix that, fix the other thing. Oh well, Can't win them all. So, boy, this guy's a retard. He doesn't understand English. The
lone troll.
Fuck off, you moron! Maybe that'll get him to understand fucking English. Unbelievable. And, of course, now somebody decided to use my name to create an account, and that's going to be turned over to the Cyber Crimes Unit of the FBI, which, by the way, in case folks are wondering, the FBI Cyber Crimes Unit has a wonderful ability to go to the platforms like the ones I use here, and they actually get the platforms to give them all your information if you're being investigated for cyber crimes. And guess what? Every screen name that I send them and every phone number I send them does get investigated. Minimum sentence is 15 in prison. 15 years. Especially if you end up with multiple cybercrime charges. So keep that in mind. I was a military police officer. I've got friends. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Facebook and its apps start to come back online after stocks tank. Now, this is what's weird about this, okay? One outlet is reporting that their information is being sold on the dark web. According to the New York Post, the stocks tanked, and that's why their shit went down. Really? How very interesting. No. I don't think so. Then again, maybe it is. But I think it's more likely that the stock's tanking and somebody breaking through their security and all their encryptions made it more likely. But here's what the New York Post put out. Hey, 786-246-5871. I turned your number over to the FBI. I really think you're starting to get on my last nerve. Stick your finger in a light socket, turn on the switch, and tell me if it's a shocking development. Actually, I don't give a shit. Don't call again. Some days it just doesn't pay to get out of bed. So, Facebook offered sincere apologies Monday afternoon as a sweeping outage of its site and various other properties, including Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger, stretched for more than 6 hours and helped to wipe more than $50 billion off Facebook's market cap, the stock's worst day of trading in almost a year. Now, the issues started around 11:45 this morning, Eastern Time, according to Down Detector, and hit users globally, taking out critical communications platforms that billions of people and businesses rely on every day. service began to return around 6 p.m. While Facebook has yet to identify the root of the issue, cybersecurity experts said it does not appear to be a cyber attack and instead seems to be linked to internal issues with Facebook's system. What the fuck do you want, 786? Are you that dumb?
I'm living in your world.
Yeah, you are. Go fuck yourself, you little shit. Didn't even get a chance to say two words, did he? Oh, well. Too fucking bad. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the week, I will not be using Blog Talk Radio, given the assholes I have to deal with here. It'll just be trusted Skype calls and we'll be on Mixler and the video platforms, but not Blog Talk Radio. All Blog Talk Radio really is a trusted phone line. So this way the trolls don't have any options. The only thing they get is sad faces. Now, of course, let's see here. Where was I in this story? I lost my place. How very unfortunate for me to lose my place like that. Oh, and I'm not even on camera. That's even worse. Boy, that... See, this is what happens when I forget certain things. So Facebook has yet to, as I said, yet to identify the root of the issue. Cybersecurity experts said it does not appear to be a cyber attack and instead seems to be linked to internal issues with Facebook's systems. As the outage stretched into the late afternoon, Facebook Chief Technology Officer Mike... Oh, this is going to be a fun name to try and pronounce. Strofer? The way it's spelled is... Oh, sorry. That's... excuse me. That's the only way I can figure it's pronounced. Issued an apology to users. I never got an apology from him. Who are they bullshitting? Sincere apologies to everyone impacted by outages of Facebook-powered services right now. Oh, he put it out on Twitter. I don't go to my Twitter account that often. We are experiencing network issues and teams are working as fast as possible to debug and restore as fast as possible. Hours after Facebook's family of apps began displaying error messages, the company's security experts were still trying to identify the cause. Now, the New York Times reported, citing an internal memo, and employees briefed on the matter. Facebook's Global Security Operations Center reportedly classified the outage as a high risk to the people, moderate risk to assets, and a high risk to the reputation of Facebook, according to a company memo. As Facebook scrambled to solve the issue, investors ditched the stock, sending almost 5% lower to $326.23 per share. And, wow, it was the stock's biggest one-day plummet since November 9th of 2020. Now, Facebook founder Mark... sorry about that, folks, for the background noise. Mark Zuckerberg's personal wealth took a more than $6 billion hit on Monday, sending him below Microsoft founder Bill Gates to number 5 on Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. Zuckerberg is now worth about $121.6 billion, down from almost $140 billion just a couple of weeks ago, according to Bloomberg. Aw, poor baby. The outage also disrupted internal Facebook systems, including security, a company calendar, and scheduling tools. The Times reported, adding that some Facebook employees...
Sorry for the noise.
Damn. Some Facebook employees weren't even able to enter buildings due to the outage. Wow. To be them. A small team of employees were dispatched to Facebook's Santa Clara data center to try a manual reset of the company's servers, according to the internal memo obtained by the Times, though the outage hampered some recovery efforts. At the same time, several Facebook workers, including Instagram chief Adam Mazzari, equated the outage to a snow day. I don't think so. While an email to Facebook spokesperson Andy Stone bounced back, he wrote on Twitter, "We are aware that some people are having trouble accessing our apps and products. We're working to get things back to normal as quickly as possible, and we apologize for any inconvenience." Right. Whatever you say, buddy. Twitter users responded by mocking the company, saying that the world would be better if you just left all switched off, and that we're actually enjoying the lack of disinformation and misinformation. In a curious twist, by early afternoon, the domain name Facebook.com was listed for sale by Domain Tools. The organization behind the domain registration was still listed as Facebook Inc., and it's unclear why the site's address would be listed for sale. Who would want it with the reputation it garnered? Facebook reportedly said in an internal memo to employees that it appeared to be a DNS issue that is impacting both internal and external access to our tools and apps, according to Dylan Byers, a senior correspondent for PUCK, that's P-U-C-K, News. A DNS, or domain name system, connects domain names to the right IP addresses so that people can access popular websites. Earlier this year, an outage at a major DNS operator took out huge swaths of the internet briefly. Independent cybersecurity journalist Brian Krebs also linked the outages to a DNS issue, tweeting that Facebook's DNS records got withdrawn this morning from the global routing tables. Can you imagine working at FB right now when your email no longer works and all your internal FB-based tools fail, he wrote. Now, the issue was not likely caused by a cyber attack because the technology behind Facebook's various apps is different enough that one hack would not likely affect them all, two anonymous Facebook security team members told the New York Times. Now, major websites can also go offline if content delivery networks or CDNs crash, which is what happened in June when a Fastly crash took out major websites, including Amazon, Google, and the New York Times. All right, I think that's about as – I don't need to go any further, but actually I want to give you – actually, let me see how much more is left. Ugh, I hate these long-ass fucking stories. But this last bit I want to give you. This time around, other sites might be impacted, but the Facebook-owned sites appear to be bearing the brunt of the issues. According to Down Detector, cell phone carriers T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T also reported some major outages, although far less sweeping, around the same time as Facebook, according to Down Detector. A representative for T-Mobile said there is not a T-Mobile outage. Users across all networks and services are being impacted by other third-party application outages, they said in an email statement.
Ooh.
Sorry. Other popular sites, including Gmail and Microsoft-owned LinkedIn, also began to experience some issues throughout the day, according to Down Detector. Well, you know what? I'll tell you something, folks. As far as I'm concerned, couldn't have happened to a nicer fucking group of assholes. Facebook, that is. I mean, holy mother of God, you fucking kidding me? With all of this, all the conservative censorship they do, did they really think that they were immune to something crashing their setup? Well, I hate to say it, folks, but they're not. They're not immune. They're not immune to it at all. And by the way, like I said, it couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of assholes. Hey, I know what it is. Some of the trolls I had tonight work for Facebook. They're absolute brain surgeons. That's being sarcastic, folks, in case you're wondering. So, all right, Gunslinger, what do you say to Facebook's situation?
Well, it couldn't happen to a more nicer group of dumb fucks, really. Maybe they get a taste of their own medicine of being in their own Facebook jail for 6 hours. But to take all that down like that, and other, like, AT&T and all them other people experiencing trouble, that doesn't sound like just a server problem. That sounds like something, maybe a cyber attack. Okay. AT&T is completely separate from Facebook. I mean, they're completely a different entity. Okay. But to take all that stuff down and to make other ones have a ripple effect, I guess, sounds kind of strange. Usually that doesn't happen like that, unless somebody forgot to turn the switch off, or maybe they forgot to pay their electric bill. Hey, that'd do it. Yeah, it could happen to a bunch of nicer dumb folks. I love it.
Well, See, the way I see it is this. Zuckerberg and his brain surgeon company, you know, being affected. WhatsApp. The hell was that?
That was my scanner.
You know, like I was saying, Facebook and its brain surgeons of people that decide the content and everything else, you know, sometimes they need to be taken down a few pegs. You know, they deserve everything they get for censorship that they pull. I mean, they allow people like Antifa and all them to say whatever the fuck they want on their platforms, but yet conservatives get thrown in Facebook jail. Well, as a result of their stupidity, what happened today for 6 hours, unfortunately, it affected a lot of the users that depend on the site doing business and whatever else. Now, this is why I have been a strong proponent of people moving to the other platforms. Now, Cherokee Rose had said something about one platform, Getter. And let me see if I can find that comment here. Cherokee Rose goes to Clout. Is it Clout or Cloud Hub? And she also uses Getter. Well, I'm on Getter as well. So, you know, it is what it is. But if people started switching, I know some of my friends went to the other platforms and they're still on Facebook. It may be time to abandon Facebook because they're a sinking ship. And maybe the stock falling the way it did is a key indicator of things to come. Mike?
Well, you know, I was on my way to my I had a doctor's appointment today. I was on my way to my doctor's appointment, and I want to go and check. I want to go onto the parish Facebook page to see if there was any update on when we can not worry about when this boil order is going to be lifted. Okay, and they usually put that on their Facebook page, right? The parish Facebook page. So I go to it, and lo and behold, can't get it. Oh, it comes up, but it doesn't come up all the way, right? You know, it comes up, and you barely even get a half a page of, you know, posts or whatever. So I was trying to figure out what was going on with that other situation, and you know, just to figure out what we're going to do. So, yeah, and that's the thing. And there are a number of people that I follow on Facebook that do these, you know, like what you do. There's a guy out of Indiana, and a couple of other guys, hotair.com, the guy that runs that site, he does a thing on Facebook with, you know, doing videos and stuff. But that's Tuesdays and Thursdays. But anyway, yeah, there are guys that I follow on Facebook that I like to watch, you know, on Facebook. Most of what I do, I don't really post anything there. I just go and watch different things, right, on Facebook. You know, that's what I use it for. Yeah, I may post something on my news page every day, which I do, you know. But that's just a couple of things here and there, right? So these people, and you're right, George, couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people, but also couldn't happen to a nicer asshole, fuck me off, Berg, as Gunn would call him, you know. And I look at it like this, you know, where'd you get that report from? Did it come from the New York Post, that story?
Yeah.
I tend to trust the New York Post because over the last several years, they've been very reputable, you know, their reports are reports. They're reporting the news. They're not they may have a commentary page, but they're not commentarying in their news stories. They're reporting straight news, unlike I don't know, the New York Times, but that's another argument for another time. And so I tend to trust the New York Post with what they say in their stories, you know. And the fact of the matter is, if they're saying, if they're getting mixed signals, and it sounds like in that story that the New York Post was kind of getting mixed signals about it could be this, but then it could be this other thing. So if they're getting mixed signals, how can they report a story? I mean, they can write the story up and put it in the paper, but how can they truthfully report on a story if they're getting mixed signals, right? So, yeah, it could happen to a nicer bunch of folks, number one. Number two, I'd just soon have them get rid of Facebook and just keep the you know, Messenger active. Because that's basically all I use now. You know, I'll go to the FFNO news and topic room, and then I have my own news and topic room that I go to as well. So, yeah, I mean, then there's that, you know. I mean, I'll go there and look up, me and Gunn will go there and look up what's going on with Britney Spears, but that's a whole different thing for a different time. But, yeah, he needs to go away, and much like CNN, we know CNN is tanking, right? And we know that it's going to be – if AT&T doesn't decide to shut it down because they're not making money, they'll decide to sell it. Now, they'll probably end up having to settle for getting pennies on the dollar for it, but they'll sell it. Just like I think because of what's happening with, you know, the whole censorship and now this with Facebook, I think you're going to see there might very well be, because people are going to deem it to be, you know, bullshit, you know, and there are going to be a lot of people that are going to just go away from Facebook. And probably even maybe more than they think worldwide will leave Facebook, you know? Because I really believe that this whole thing not only affected us in the United States, George, but it affected everybody around the world, you know? I mean, he's not a multi-billionaire. Just in America. Worldwide, yeah. Facebook is a worldwide proposition, you know? And so if it's affected him that much, yeah, to us, it's a big deal. Dropping from 140 to 120 or whatever billion dollars. It's still a big deal to him because, like I said, it's a worldwide company, and it probably affected everybody worldwide. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. I will probably go and mess with my passwords. I don't know. But we'll see. I'll think about that, you know. But there's that, you know. It's Clout Hub, Clout, Clout Hub, George. And I am on Getter. I'm on Spreely. I got rid of my MeWe account. I was having trouble with MeWe for some reason, so I got rid of it. But I'm on Clout Hub. I'm not on Clout. I'm on Spreely. I'm on MeWe. I'm still on Twitter, even though I don't go to it. I do Facebook, but, you know, I'm probably going to get on a few other things, but I'm surprised. You know what else, George? I'm surprised that it did, this whole thing didn't affect YouTube. I'm surprised.
Well, I think what's happening here is, if you and follow me with this, I didn't have any issues with Verizon, but that's not to say no one else did. Same thing with T-Mobile and AT&T and so forth. Just because one person doesn't have a problem with their services through those companies doesn't mean that others didn't. So, and that happens. It's just, you know, something that does happen, unfortunately. And I think what we have to remember is that these are all internet companies. A lot of these companies that are on the internet, they run a lot of risks. They really do, every single day. A lot of the streaming services can run into similar problems and over time. And I think it's important to note that when you sign up with these services, you know, you take a risk. You do. The reason I suggest changing one's password, and I'd suggest doing it often, like every 6 months or so, if need be, is because of the very real possibility that perhaps Facebook did get cyber attacked, and they're just not willing to admit it. But that would be putting every user they have at risk. Okay. And that's not fair to the users. So I went ahead and I changed the password on my account on Facebook as a precaution. If there's one thing I learned years ago is you don't take any unnecessary risks. Never take any unnecessary risks. It's just that simple. But again, that's just me. But when I suggest to everyone doing that, I don't make that suggestion lightly. Okay, I really don't. You folks out there that tune into this broadcast probably know by now that when I advise you about something as serious as a cyber attack hitting Facebook or whatever service you use, just bear in mind it's because of that very real possibility that users' information could be sold on the dark web. I don't think you realize just how at risk you are. So I hope that everyone tuned in tonight will change their passwords and make them strong enough where they cannot be easily picked up on. But also be sure to write down the password before you actually change it. Write down the password you're going to use and keep it in a safe place just in case. Okay? It's always a good idea to do that. It really is. All right, moving on here, gentlemen. Moving on here. The Supreme Court rebuffs the bid for D.C. congressional representation, get your tongue untied. You know, it's not blocking the eye teeth, but it's certainly needing to be untied. Okay. So the Supreme Court Monday rejected an appeal by Washington, D.C., residents regarding their lack of voting rights in Congress, a decision that slows the district's drive for statehood. The court issued a 4-sentence order citing a case from 2000 in which the justices gave the same response, finding Washingtonians do not have a constitutional right to a vote in Congress. The United States District Court for the District of Columbia previously ruled against plaintiffs seeking representation in March of 2020, maintaining that they do not live in a state. And they don't. The voters who petitioned for the Supreme Court to act argued that their inability to vote for members of Congress violated their rights to equal protection and due process, pointing out that voting rights extend to overseas residents but do not apply to residents in Washington. Residents of the District of Columbia are the only adult American citizens subject to federal income taxes who lack voting representation in Congress, except for felons in some states, lawyers for the residents wrote in legal papers. Two of the court's more conservative justices, Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch, said they would have dismissed the appeal based on their perspective that the court lacks jurisdiction over the dispute. Now, Democrats cite an urgency for following the district equal representation in Congress, while Republicans decry it as a liberal effort to push their agenda by adding votes in the House and Senate. While Washington has no voting member of Congress or Senate representation, it is represented in the House by Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, a Democrat. The delegate introduced legislation that would grant statehood to the district, which passed in April. Though Democrats control the evenly split Senate, it's unlikely the bill will pass, given that it would need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. The only alternative is for the Democrats to eliminate the filibuster, though a handful has refused to do so thus far, holding up a number of Democratic proposals. See, when the Democrats introduced the filibuster, this happened back during the Obama years, they thought that this would be their way to gain more power and control at the time. Guess what? Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I said back then, watch out, because this will come back to bite you in the ass. And look at what happened. It's biting Democrats in the ass. Mike, you were last to comment on the previous story. You're up first. Go ahead.
Think about this. They blew up the filibuster on judicial nominees. And what happened? It came back. Now, you can make an argument that some of these nominees that got through from Trump were not the best, but it came back to bite them in the ass because, of course, what happened was we got Gorsuch and we got a couple of other ones, you know, Kavanaugh and everything else. They couldn't 51 votes, you know, because they blew up the filibuster. You know, and if you do it again, it's going to come back to bite them in the ass again, just like it did before. And, yeah, we know what they ran on. They wanted to, a couple of things they wanted to do is make Washington, D.C. a state and make Puerto Rico. I believe that's the one, Puerto Rico a state. All right? So, because they think that those are automatic votes for Democrats, number one. Number two, they will add to the Senate and add to the House, right? Which would never give the, in their minds, would permanently assign the Republicans to permanent to minority status permanently. At least that's how the Democrats think, right, George? Now, is it faulty thinking? Is it not faulty thinking? I don't know. But that's how they think, right? So this stuff, they smack again. The Supreme Court smacked them down twice on this issue, twice, and they still keep trying to do it. Again, we talk about the land of Tard. Number one, number two, the idiocy that is Democrat. I mean, look, what's the old saying about running your head into the wall, expecting a different result? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, on this issue, they are insane. They keep doing it over and over and over again, and they keep getting the same result over and over and over again. Back to you, George.
Now, I'm a little rusty on my Roman numerals, so, all right, there we go. That explains it. According to Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1 of the Constitution, new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the jurisdiction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislature of the states concerned as well as the Congress. So for Washington, D.C. to become a state, it's kind of a well, let's just face reality here. It ain't going to happen. Gunslinger?
Well, you know, you just said it. Both of you said it. Well, yo, Democrats, what do you expect? People, they're caught on the merry-go-round, round and round and round and around, and they don't know where to get off on. So do you expect anything different from these lost idiots? Because they're lost. They can't find their way. They couldn't find their way out of a wet paper bag made out of toilet paper. Okay? This is how stupid these people have become. Okay? So does it really surprise you? Does it surprise me? I mean, because you can see it every day. You got a wet toilet paper ass the fucking White House right now. That'll prove everything. Good.
Too true. Touche. And just to give everyone a little context here, Washington, D.C., the U.S. Capitol, is a compact city on the Potomac River, bordering the states of Maryland and Virginia. It's defined by imposing neoclassical monuments and buildings, including the iconic ones that house the federal government's three branches, the Capitol, White House, and Supreme Court. It's also home to iconic museums and performing arts venues such as the Kennedy Center. So, go back to what was said here in Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1, again, I'll read this one more time. New states may be admitted to, by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the jurisdiction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as of the Congress. So for Washington, D.C. to get this, not going to happen. Sorry. Just not going to happen. And of course, Cherokee Rose is like, nope, laughing out loud. Exactly. So.
George, kind of makes you think about, there was an old toy that used, that as I was growing up, had, that was out there. It's called the sit and spin. It was a little thing that.
I remember that.
The sit and spin. The Democrats seem to be on the sit and spin, and spinning it like it's like there's no tomorrow, you know, because they keep coming back to the same things over and over and over and over again. And now, granted, the whole thing with the Washington becoming a state, it's not going to happen. But hell. I mean, they're also talking about Puerto Rico, you know. Now, that's a different matter altogether. Puerto Rico is a territory, I think, of the United States. If they want to become a state, they probably could, and we couldn't stop it because it's not – it has nothing to do with, you know, that type of – it's not on the interior of the country. It's not part of any different states, so – yeah, it could happen, but like I said, the Democrats are on a sit and spin.
Oh, I've always believed that Democrats, and I'm going to say this for those of you listening on the radio side, won't see it, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. This is what I say to Democrats. You know that old phrase, sit on it and rotate? Flip a Democrat the bird and go, sit on it and rotate. Like you're on a sit and spin, bitch. Trust me. They won't like me for it, but oh fucking well. Wow. Well, another story regarding the Supreme Court, excuse me, wow. The Supreme Court sends border wall challenge back to the lower courts. And by the way, just to let everybody know, if you remember that Marine that rescued that baby not too long ago, and he was at the Trump rally. His last name is Clark. Well, that Marine is under investigation after being at the Trump rally. Just want to let you know about that. Why he's under investigation, I don't know, but I'll see what I can find out and bring it to you tomorrow night, hopefully. Now, the Supreme Court on Monday sent challenges to President Donald Trump's border wall back to lower courts for them to reconsider in light of new circumstances now that Joe Biden has reversed Trump's orders by executive order. The rulings froze funding for building the wall, but may not be needed with Biden's orders. The remand, as it is called in legal parlance, excuse me, sends the challenges from the Sierra Club, the American Civil Liberties Union, and others back for reconsideration. And this is noted by The Hill. Now, the groups had won in court with rulings that Trump had improperly designated $3.5 billion of military funding to build the wall. The rulings were vacated in light of the changed circumstances in this case. The Biden administration had noted a request to the court that the president had signed an order prohibiting further border wall construction on the day he was inaugurated. This is their wording, not mine, folks. This is the words in the story. So we all know that Trump's more well, Biden's no president. So, but the border wall challengers also want Biden to reverse the impact of the wall. The Hill noted. Today's order comes after the government conceded that the Trump wall was wasteful and destructive and returns the case to the district court so that Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition can seek relief for damage the wall has already inflicted. Dror Layden, senior staff attorney at the ACLU's National Security Project, told The Hill. That includes removing the wall, something environmentalists say is disruptive to wildlife corridors and damage to the protected Arizona, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, but Saguaro Satay. Relitigation, however, gives the federal government a chance to fight earlier court decisions that could limit executive power, especially the president's ability to issue emergency declarations, The Hill noted. So, basically, they're sending this back to the lower courts to try and, what, say that the border wall was it has to come down and all this. Look at what's happening on the southern border. Okay, folks? Look at what's happening. Add insult to injury, by the way, just so you know. There is an upwards of 400,000 Haitians heading for the southern border. 400,000 with an immediate 60,000 getting closer. So tell me that's not an invasion. Tell me that that's not an invasion of our country. I'm sorry, but the Biden dictatorship has completely fucked America, but good. If this is allowed to continue, if 400,000 Haitians start tripping over that border, we've got a serious problem on our hands. And how do we know that among all those Haitians, there aren't terrorist operatives from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and so forth? And unfortunately, they don't get it. They just don't get it. Mike, what do you think?
They're tone deaf. You know, they just don't get it. To quote Jim Ward, they don't get it, they won't get it, and they never will. All right? And that's a reference that probably you're not going to get, George, but it's a sports reference. But anyway, this is a policy of the Democrats. It's been a longstanding policy to eliminate the borders, right? It's been a policy. We cannot argue with that it has been a policy for the Democrats. Because, one, the Democrats are communists, and most of these places are communist/socialists, and most of these places are that these people are coming from are either third world countries or socialist countries, right? Right? So then there's that. And even if they do this, we've already got it built. What are they going to do? take dynamite and blow it up? I mean, what are they going to do? Call a drone strike on a wall to get rid of the wall? I mean, how long is it? The wall goes almost from coast to coast on the border. That's a couple thousand miles, I would think, maybe even more, you know? And so, what are they going to do? They're going to get some dynamite from Acme, like the coyote does, like Wile E. Coyote does. I don't know. I mean, I just, again, sit and spin, you know? Sit and spin. Back to you, George.
Yeah, precisely. Gunslinger?
Well, you know, again, anything these idiots do, you know, Trump had the plan. He had it. Everything was working just fine. The illegal immigration was going down, down, down. But these fuckers get in here, and, of course, they won't open borders. They don't want a secure country because they're fucked up in the head, because you cannot have a country without secured borders. Like I said before, try to go over there and cross some of them borders over there and, you know, overseas over there. Them some bitches will shoot your ass, okay? And they won't think twice about it, okay? But we just, you know, just, oh, yeah, just bring them in, hell, do all these great and wonderful things, okay? Look at the problem they got down here on the Texas border down here. Man. And there's more to come. And Governor Abbott is doing the right thing by sending them back. That's what Trump was doing. Send them back. Okay. If they want to come in the legal way, well, that's a different situation. But you don't know who's coming over here. You don't know what they're bringing. You don't know what kind of terrorist ideas or even terrorists themselves are slithering in with all those fucking people. Because remember what that, you know, what that Statue of Liberty says, give us your sick, give us your poor, give us all this. We don't want you. Go, bye, shoot, get out of here. Go back to your own goddamn country. Take care of the American people first, like the veterans and the homeless and all that stuff. Okay? Then if there's any money left over, you could give them a care package and, you know, whatever. All right? You know, let them take care of their own people. What happened to taking care of our own people? They're more concerned about taking care of them motherfuckers than they are taking care of the American citizens that were born and have legal citizenship in this country. You don't tell me that's fucked up. You better go back to school because you missed something, son. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Now, that's what you will find on the Statue of Liberty. But that is taken from the poem The New Colossus. Okay? That is taken from the poem The New Colossus, which is on a bronze plaque on the Statue of Liberty. All right? So back in the day when Ellis Island was open, that's when this country was doing it right. You know what I'm saying, guys? That's when it was done right. Today, the Democrats don't give a flying fuck about the American people. They don't give two shits. The only thing they care about is how much power they can amass and how much under their boots they can grind us with their taxation and their mandates and their unconstitutional laws and so forth. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't. But it does take men and women of good conscience to stand up and say with a loud voice together, we will not be subjugated under a dictatorship. We are free Americans. And what's happening on our southern border, I'll tell you what. I don't know. I know you guys would agree with me when I say what's happening on the southern border has got to be stopped. If those 60,000 to 400,000 Haitians come into this country, we are done. Because there's no way the Customs and Border Protection is going to be able to handle that much of an overload. There's no way. And our country is going to be overrun by an invasion. And when the shit really starts hitting the fan, what are the Democrats going to say, guys? What are they going to say? They're going to lie through their teeth. Believe me, they'll lie through their teeth. All right. You know what? I want to put one more story out there for a quick discussion. And this has to do with New York's largest healthcare provider. Apparently, New York's largest healthcare provider has fired 1,400 unvaccinated workers. This is because of Governor Hochul's, and by the way, I've been pronouncing her name wrong. It's Hochul, not Hochul. So I stand corrected. New York State's largest healthcare provider, Northwell Health, has fired 1,400 employees who refused to get COVID-19 vaccinations, according to a spokesman, Joe Kemp. As with other healthcare companies that have recently terminated workers for not complying with the vaccine mandates, the fired employees represent a small percentage of Northwell's workforce of more than 76,000, all of whom are now inoculated. New York's vaccination mandate for healthcare workers went into effect last week. Several other states, including California, have imposed similar measures. Officials have credited the requirements with increasing the rate of vaccination, though a small number of employees have decided they would rather lose their jobs than get shots. Northwell announced its vaccine mandate in August, weeks before the state requirement. The company's mandate extended to both clinical and non-clinical workers. Our goal was not to terminate employees, Kemp said. Our goal was to get people vaccinated. Kemp said the terminations will have no impact on patient care at Northwell's 23 hospitals and other facilities. Northwell regrets losing any employee under such circumstances, the company said in a statement. We owe it to our staff, our patients, and the communities we serve to be 100% vaccinated against COVID-19. Well, here's the thing, okay? Joe Biden told everybody that owns a company, if you have 100 employees or more, you're to tell your employees to get vaccinated or lose your job. Okay? So guess what? These companies are doing that to these people. This mandate from the state of New York was put out by former governor, thank God he's the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, and continued and implemented by the current governor, Kathy Hochul. These folks did not deserve this kind of treatment. Okay? They did not deserve this. But yet they got terminated. They lost their jobs because they wanted to make the decision for themselves what is done with their own bodies. It's wrong. And will always be wrong. Forgetting who finished last and all that, but Gunslinger, let me start with you on this.
It's a fucking joke. If you got more than 100, okay. Well, what about 0 to 99, or 100 to 101? What the fuck does it matter whether you got 2 employees or 2,000 employees? See, this is where it's fucked up. Why would you want to do that? I mean, if you're going to have everybody over 100 employees vaccinated, then what about the fucking 99 that below the 100 threshold? See, that right there is fucked up right there. They don't even know, you know, well, I mean, is it going to be this one? Is it going to be that one? Is it going to be half of this, half of that? I mean, if you're going to have more than 100 people vaccinated, then what the fuck? Why don't you vaccinate the other goddamn less from 100 down to 0? See, the numbers are not add up in this bullshit, okay? So that right there, that should tell you something. What are they? The less than 100 is never going to get it, but the people over the 100 threshold is going to get it? What? What kind of goddamn screwball logic is that? Okay? It's not. And these people that, you know, they, here you're supposed to have a shortage of doctors and nurses and all these healthcare workers, but yet they're firing these motherfuckers. Well, then, obviously, there's not much of a pandemic, is there? Because if there was this great pandemic going on, you wouldn't be firing goddamn your nurses and your doctors. That makes no sense. That's like, you know, giving a 5-year-old a by 357 and say, hey, go have fun. Okay? That's just as stupid as this shit is. I mean, these people should turn around and file fucking massive lawsuits, I swear to God. You know, these businesses that do this, this is a warning to these motherfuckers. You better start buying you some going out of business signs and lots of them, okay? Because you're going to be going out of business. Eventually, these businesses, I don't care if it's a hospital, I don't care if it's a convenience store, I don't care if it's a restaurant, whatever business is a business, okay? They better start buying their going out of business and plan on having a going out of business sale. Because if they keep up with this bullshit, people are going to take their fucking money and go spend it someplace else. Now, would you, if you're a business owner, restaurant, hospital, I don't care, whatever the business is, a business, like I said, a business is a business. Would you rather have your people, your customers, spending their money in your establishment or going across the street and spending their money in your competitor's establishment? And put you in a poorhouse. That's where they're going. Poorhouse. Go ahead.
Exactly. Mike?
First things first. We here on this show have basically, I don't want to say gloss, but nickname, given the former governor a new name, Governor former Governor Monkey Tits. Well, I'm going to do it again, George. You said Kathy Hochul. Well, you know what? There's a word that's kind of a pejorative word, but, well, think about this. She's acting like what they call a yokel, an uneducated and unsophisticated person from the countryside. Now, I don't know if she's actually from the countryside, but that's what she's acting like, right? So let's call her what she is. Her name is Kathy Hochul, you know, and that's what she is because she doesn't get it. She just doesn't. Well, of course, she's a Democrat, of course, but she does not get it. It's like Gunn said, where do you think these people are going to go? If they still want, yeah, they'll quit their jobs, but they're going to probably end up moving out of state and finding someplace else to go. If they really love that job, they're going to move out the state or move somewhere else where they can do the thing they love, right? And so when you've got that going on and you're trying to force these people to, in a shortage of work of healthcare workers, to get these shots even though they don't want to, well, what do you think is going to happen? You know? So, Kathy Hochul, there you go. Back to you, George.
Well, just to just to give you a little heads up on things, she was born in Buffalo, New York, so she's a city girl. But Kathy Hochul, the yokel, rhymes perfectly, too. Governor Kathy Hochul, the yokel, must really think we're a bunch of idiots. You know? She must really think we're a bunch of idiots. And we're not. We're far from that. In regards to the story about the healthcare workers, Cherokee Rose said, wow, 1,400, that is very sad. People losing jobs because they don't want the shot. Yeah, sadly, that's what happened. And you're right, it is very disturbing. Cherokee Rose, it is very disturbing. Now, before we blaze a trail for the night, a couple of announcements. Excuse me. First and foremost, Firefox News Online returns to its four-night-a-week, three-hour schedule beginning November the 8th. So be sure to keep that date in mind, November 8th, 2021, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 Pacific Time, Monday through Thursday. And, excuse me, Firefox News Online, as always, can use as much help as humanly possible. We would be grateful if you could make a non-tax-deductible donation. That means you cannot take it off on your taxes, sadly. But, because we're not set up for it. But if you like what this broadcast does, if you like what we offer here, please help us out. Go to paypal.me/Firefox News Online. That's paypal.me/Firefox News Online. And do help us out. To everyone that's helped in the past, you have my sincere gratitude as always. And those of you who are considering donating, we look forward to being able to thank you as well. One other tiny little announcement. And this has to do with the upcoming holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and, of course, New Year's. okay? Firefox News Online always does a Christmas Eve broadcast. And that night's broadcast is dedicated to not doing what we normally do, but it is for playing Christmas music, the reading of the Nativity, the of course various other Christmas stories, and of course we will attempt this year on the video platforms, because we'll be doing this strictly on the video platforms, ladies and gentlemen, not on the radio side. It'll be solely on the video side, offering also to show various movies and cartoon specials that have not been seen on television of late, which is sad. I know that It's a Wonderful Life does get shown, but not as much as it used to. But that's one of them. And various other items like Frosty the Snowman, Charlie Brown Christmas, so on, so on. And of course, some of the songs that you'll hear were sung by yours truly. Yes, yours truly offers up Christmas music as well, done by these very powerful pipes. So just want to let you all know that too. All right, we go to final thoughts now with my friends Mike and Gunslinger, and of course you'll get mine as well. So to Cajun country we go, and Mike's final thoughts.
This is one of these things where I only have one, George, and it is this. Kathy Yokel, I've said it before, Kathy Yokel is nothing but the organ grinder or Mr. Monkey Kits. Back to you, George.
I like it. So very cool. Yes. Governor Yokel. And now we go down to the Lone Star State and Gunslinger's final thoughts.
Well, you know, this would have to be on these businesses that keep doing and going along with this bullshit. You know, like I said, they need to get their going out of business sale and get their going out of business signs and start posting them, because I hope they go out of business, because you dumb fuckers, you're getting what you deserve, okay? I hope it pisses you off. I hope you get bent out of shape. I hope you get your panties in a goddamn wad, okay? Because you're so fucking stupid that you're going along with this bullshit, okay? And you're getting rid of good employees. I know. I used to run a business. I ran my own business for 10.5 years, okay? I know a good employee from a bad employee. I fired and hired plenty of them, trust me, okay? A couple of them, I almost took my half-inch pipe bender and bent a hickey in their goddamn neck, throwing them off the goddamn job, okay? I know, been there, done it, got a T-shirt, okay? So when you are going over something that should be your own fucking choice, you know, if you want to go out and play with dynamite in your backyard, well, that's your goddamn choice, okay? As long as you don't blow up the neighborhood, go for it, baby, go for it. Okay, but it's your choice. It's not their choice. It's not your employer's choice. It's not the goddamn government's or the government's choice. And it damn sure ain't that goddamn nappy, sleepy pedophile motherfucker that's in the White House right now. Okay? We have freedoms in this country. One is to what you put in your body. That's your fucking body. It doesn't belong to them. Well, they think it. Well, they think it does. That's where they will. That's another story. But they think that. You belong to them, and you're the master. Well, obviously, that's not exactly true. So, you know, I don't care what business it is, okay? Pack your bags and fucking leave. close up shop. If you don't appreciate your employees that are standing up for their rights, you'd do the same thing. But these dumb fucks. There was a, real quick. There was a Mark Dice video. Y'all go look it up. You play it tomorrow. That the, you know he does the man on the street deal, right? And he about having, you know, well, we need to do this. We need to have this be the sign here. So we need to, because people are not getting are getting vaccinated, we need to have them evicted out of their houses and their apartments. And nine out of ten people sign that motherfucker. This is, we live in the land of tards. Retards. Good enough for them. Go ahead. Catch your letter.
All right, Gunslinger. Well, folks, in my final thoughts tonight, first of all, my hopes and prayers are with that Marine, Clark, who is being investigated for being at the Trump rally. I don't think he did anything wrong. He's an American citizen. Just because he was at the Trump rally and he spoke there, he didn't say anything to divulge any kind of classified material or anything like that. So as far as I'm concerned, this Marine does not deserve to be treated the way he's being treated. And hopefully I'll have more on this for the Tuesday night edition. Also, let's bear in mind, when it comes to companies, when it comes to healthcare providers and other companies with more than 100 employees being told they either get the shot or they get fired, and this coming from the Oval Office to these companies, okay, that's wrong. He has no right to do that. But they're doing it. Out of what? Fear? That they may get in trouble? I'm going to say something to every company that's following that particular mandate. Don't fucking do it. To the healthcare providers, wherever you are in this country, listen to me, especially those here in New York. You're going to create, and Cherokee Rose said very clearly, and I agree with her on this 100%, yep, healthcare provider shortage coming. And I believe she's right. There is a healthcare shortage coming as a direct result of this kind of stupidity. We, as Americans, should be able to decide for ourselves what we take and what we don't take in our bodies. Okay? If I had to do it all over again, I would not have gotten the jabs. I would not have. Well, I'm certainly not going for the booster shot. They can kiss my ass on that one. Fuck that. It ain't happening. And they can't force me, okay? They cannot force me to do it. So my advice to the White House, reverse yourself on that mandate real fast. Governor Hochul, the yokel, you need to stop that mandate because you're going to create a healthcare crisis in our state. You're going to create a healthcare crisis throughout the country, government. I was born 58 years ago. I wasn't born yesterday. So don't think for one minute that I'm a stupid person, because I'm not. As some folks tonight found out, I don't get mad. I play for keeps, and I get even. So when it comes to the government, if you think you can pull one over on me, fuck you. Ain't happening.
And finally, as to our southern border, if in fact 60 to 400,000 Haitians are en route to this country at the southern border, America, we are under an we are being invaded. If that is allowed to happen, and we can thank the Democrats for letting it happen, especially the son of a bitch in the White House currently, who shouldn't be there at all because the election was stolen. And we know it. Woe be to you, Democrats. Come 22, you're going to lose a lot of seats. And the Republicans will take back the House and the Senate. And I have a feeling that in 24, Trump will run again. And he will win this time. And when he gets in there, look out, people. He's going to be like a man possessed. He's going to go sign an executive order, putting everything back right that was made wrong. It's going to be like Scott Bakula when he was on the TV series Quantum Leap, putting back right that which was made wrong. And believe me, he will. And woe be to you Democrats who think you're going to impeach him again, because it ain't going to fucking happen. That shit will die faster than a snake on its belly. Now, according to, and I'll finish with this in my talking, in my final thoughts, Cherokee Rose just pointed out that Phoenix, Arizona is already seeing Haitians there. I'm telling you right now, America, we see an invasion coming our way. And if the government allows the invasion to happen, they've committed, then the Democrats have committed the highest form of treason. And that should not be allowed. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Firefox News Online. Thanks to everyone who's tuned in tonight, especially Mike and Gunslinger. And, of course, those of you watching on the video platforms, which include and not limited to Cherokee Rose, Commander Root, Joint Effort, Lily Red Wolf, and Orthalexi. Thank you for tuning in. And one final note, tomorrow night's broadcast will not be aired on Blog Talk Radio, nor will Wednesday's. We will be strictly on Mixler and the video platforms. In light of what took place tonight, I'm not giving those son of a bitch and trolls an inch. And like I said, I don't get mad because of my relationship with certain guys in the FBI. I get even. I'm George Sinzer, and for the comments I've made, that's the way it is from my perspective. Y'all be good, if you can't be good, be careful, and if you can't be careful, please, for the love of God, do not name it after me. That's all I ask. From the Firefox News Online headquarters in the Hudson Valley, New York, thank you all for being here. And now it is time for the outro, so here we go.